He said, "This is a map of the route Marine One took yesterday over the suburbs of Havana. I've marked time points with these crosses. You can see that when the key Juarez-Huxtable onboard conversation took place, it only lasted a couple of minutes. The chopper was here." Hiram frowned and tapped a hatched box highlighted on the map right under the Sikorsky's position at the start of the conversation.
"And what's this?"
Mavens grinned.
"It's yours, Mr. Patterson. That is an Our World data pipe terminal, a wormhole mouth linking to your central facility here in Seattle. I believe the data pipe terminal under Marine One is the mechanism you used to get your information from the story."
Hiram's eyes narrowed. Kate listened, but with growing abstraction, as Mavens speculated, a little wildly, about directional microphones and the amplifying effects of the gravitational fields of wormhole mouths. His theory, as it emerged, was that Hiram must be using the fixed data pipe anchors to perform his bugging. It was obvious that Mavens had stumbled on some aspects of the truth, but didn't yet have it all.
"Bull," said Hiram evenly. "There are holes in your theory I could fly a 787 through."
"Such as," Kate said gently, "our world's ability to get cameras to places where there is no data pipe wormhole terminal, like those hurricane-struck Philippine Islands, or Secretary General Hollowell's cleavage."
Hiram glared at Kate warningly.
"Shut up."
Mavens looked confused, but dogged.
"Mr. Patterson, I'm no physicist. I haven't yet figured out all the details. But I'm convinced that just as your wormhole technology is your competitive advantage in data transmission, so it must be in your news-gathering operations."
"Oh, come on, Hiram," she said. "He has most of it."
Hiram growled.
"Damn it, Manzoni. I told you I wanted plausible deniability at every stage."
Mavens looked inquiringly at Kate. She said,
"He means cover for the existence of the worm cams."
Mavens smiled.
"Worm cams. I can guess what that means." "I knew it,"
Kate went on.
"But deniability wasn't always possible, and not in this case. You knew it, Hiram, before you approved the story. It was just too good a lead to pass on. I think you should tell him what he wants to know."
Hiram glared at her.
"Why the hell should I?"
"Because," said Mavens,
"I think I can help you."
Mavens stared wide-eyed at David's first wormhole mouth, already a museum piece, the space-time pearl still embedded in its glass block.
"And you don't need anchors. You can plant a worm cam eye anywhere, watch anything, and you can pick up sound, too?"
"Not yet," Hiram said. "But the search engine is a pretty good lip reader, and we have human experts to back it up. Now, special agent, tell me how you can help me."
Reluctantly, Mavens set the glass block down on the table.
"As Ms. Manzoni deduced, the rest of my team is only a couple of steps behind me. There will probably be a raid on your facilities tomorrow."
Kate frowned.
"Then surely you shouldn't be here, tipping us off."
"No, I shouldn't," Mavens said seriously.
"Look, Mr. Patterson, Ms. Manzoni, I'll be frank. I'm arrogant enough to believe that on this issue, I can see a little more clearly than my superiors, which is why I'm stepping over the mark. Your worm cam technology, even what I was able to deduce about it for myself, is fantastically powerful. And it could do an immense amount of good, bringing criminals to justice, counter-espionage, surveillance,
if it was in the right hands,"
Hiram said heavily.
"If it was in the right hands."
"And that means yours, the Bureau's."
"Not just us, but in the public domain, yes. I can't agree with your reporting of the Juarez-Huxtable conversation, but your exposure of the fraudulent science behind the Galveston desalination project, for example, was a masterful piece of journalism. By uncovering that particular scam alone, you saved the public purse billions of dollars. I'd like to see responsible news gathering of that kind continue, but I am a servant of the people. And the people, we need the technology too, Mr. Patterson."
"To invade citizens' privacy?"
Kate asked.